It's 85 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. One Metro Council member says too many traffic tickets are being dismissed in Nashville's courts. Courtney Johnston says the problem comes down to staffing. Metro Legal's team is stretched too thin to always send attorneys to represent the city at traffic court. When they aren't there, the judge dismisses the cases. News Channel 5 reports that happened in 44 cases over a three-day period last week. When cases are dismissed, not only do the drivers walk away without a punishment, but it also costs the city money. Police officers do show up to court, and they're paid overtime for being there. There's something charming and entertaining about seeing kids embrace their love of performing arts, especially in an original production of their own making. That's the idea behind the Theater Bug in Nashville, a nonprofit performing arts program for kids in kindergarten through 12th grade. This week, they take the stage in Showmance, a musical about a musical. For 15 years, the nonprofit has paired art with advocacy, creating works that take on social issues and the interests of the young performers. Managing Artistic Director and founder Corianne Lamel says the shows reflect the sense of community kids have through the Theater Bug.
Our kids are coming to learn how to sing and dance and act, but we're also kind of hoping that they're learning how to be better, kinder, more empathetic people. Showmance is a musical about a musical, so it's kind of our backstage tour to what being in a play is like, to what being a part of the Theater Bug is like, the hilarious and weird things that they say, and also the hilarious and weird things that come along with just being a part of theater. Kids are wildly talented, the music is really fun, and you're gonna laugh, and you're gonna feel big feelings, and it's just gonna feel like a celebration.
Showmance runs through Sunday at Nashville School of the Arts. You can learn more about the Theater Bug on our website, WPLN.org. That's also where you can find more local news. You can also find it on the NPR app under local headlines. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN.